Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
The story's going viral, and I think we need to talk about it, okay, because there's two sides to every story. And I think the conversation is going to go in the wrong direction, so that's why I need to intervene, okay? I need to kind of get in here and intervene and direct the conversation appropriately. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So whenever Las Vegas makes national headlines, I am all over it. So apparently there's a hospital, a very, very popular hospital in town, St. Rose Siena campus. And they had taken care of a little girl who had stuck little shoes in her nose, little doll shoes. She apparently took the doll, and I would have done the same thing. There were these cute little pink shoes, and she took, I think she's four, she took the shoes off the doll and stuck one in each nose. And who knows, big sister could have goaded her into it, or maybe she just wanted to hold them. You know, girls don't have pockets like boys do in their clothes. See, that was my problem. And I wasn't wearing a bra until, let's say, the second grade. So there was no place I could put things. So I'd stick it in my nose or my mouth. I would always shove things in my mouth so I could work with my hands. And then I would just take it out of my mouth and then use it, okay? So I think this girl is, brilliant. I would have done the same thing. Unfortunately, we don't want our kids doing that. So her dad or mom, this is the Branson family, was able to get the, was able to kind of thread or knead one of the little shoes out of her nose. But they couldn't get the other one out. It was too high. Actually, I think they tried to use a tweezers to get it out. They couldn't get it out. So they took it to an urgent care. Now, most of our urgent cares in my neck of the woods are fantastic, but some of them might not have all the tools that they need. So they went to an urgent care, and the urgent care is like, we can't, we don't have the tools. Go to the ER. So they went to St. Rose Siena, and that ER doc got it out in a second. All right? So, great job. Problem solved. It didn't get infected. It didn't cause abscessing or erosions. Child's happy, healthy, everyone's happy. Until they get a bill. And the bill was $2,658.98. It was $1,700 for the hospital bill, $926 for the physician. Now, they have a high deductible plan, like we all do. All right? I mean, our deductible sucks. So what ends up happening is the insurance company, I'm not sure how much it was originally, but the insurance company said, look, you have a deductible. After we discount it, patient pays. So rather than the insurance paying, the patient has to pay. So they basically get about a $2,700 bill for something that took a second. So when that story goes viral, I mean, everybody kind of gets their panties all up in a bunch going, oh, my gosh, that hospital. You know, but, I'm here to say, okay, we got to kind of look at both sides of this. And we really need to slow our roll and pump the brakes on starting to grab our knives and pitchforks because we need to be very, very careful trying to legislate or mandate what a hospital could charge. Now, if let's say there was that transparency, well, we will remove something from your nose, but we're going to charge you this much. That's hard to do because if it really is up in there and they need to do, if they need to do a more invasive procedure, it's going to cost more. So luckily, this doctor was able to get it out without needing to go through the whole, a whole production of, scopes and invasive equipment. But if a family is going to get mad at what they got charged because the doctor was able to take something out in a lickety-split second, are we going to start finding medical centers not go the easy way out because they don't want to be accused of overcharging. And are we going to start seeing medical centers go, well, you know what? I had to do this. We had to do this. We had to do this. We had to do this. That's kind of what started to happen with medicine. It costs so much to run a clinic, run a hospital, run a radiology center, run a lab, that we now have to itemize all the little baby things we do so we could get paid. Whereas in the olden days, it's like, okay, bring it to my house, or I'll come over to your house, I'll get it out, lickety-split, we're done. Well, things cost a lot of money. Now, personally, I think that is exorbitant amount for nose removal. Apparently, you know, the average doctor gets paid about $100 for something like that. The average facility gets paid a few hundred dollars. You would think that should be fine. But here's the issue that hospitals have that, you know, we need to realize. And I'm not, again, I'm not taking sides on this. I think $2,700 is a big, huge bill. But we need to know why it costs that much. Okay? Nobody's asking what the other side needs and why the other side is charging that much. And from what I understand, they declined to comment. One reporter's asked. But my guess is these hospitals, we've talked about this before, have to, for every minute of the day, staff multiple physicians, which are expensive. And their malpractice, which is expensive. Very expensive. All right? And all the other workers' comp and all the other things they need for each provider. Unemployment insurance, their taxes. Then they have to staff nurses, a whole variety of nurses, RNs, LPNs, etc. They have to stock supplies, IV fluids, tubing, medications. These medications are expensive. We talked about rabies vaccine and how expensive that is. Well, ERs have to stock it, even if they don't use it, and then they have to throw it out. So if you have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of medicines, somebody has to put the money up front, stock it, and have it there. The equipment, checking on the equipment, calibrating the equipment, right? Renting the equipment, whatever. Not to mention their rent, their air conditioning, their power. So I'm not sure what an average ER costs per day to run, but my guess is multiple thousands of dollars. So somebody being able to walk in and have the luxury of using an ER and getting their problem fixed, lickety-split, should they have to pay a little bit for that? Now, we tell them to go to an urgent care instead because an urgent care is cheaper, but they went to an urgent care and the urgent care couldn't help them. So they had to go to an ER. And thank God the ER helped them. It's just they had to pay for it. Plus, the average ER doesn't get paid per patient. The majority of the patients don't pay. They don't have insurance or they walk on the bill. So hospitals then need to collect from who they can collect. This is why the system is broken, and it's a ridiculous system. And we need to figure something out because those who can pay end up being the ones to pay, and those who don't pay don't. And meanwhile, hospitals, they have to stock and be prepared for any emergency, which costs a crap load of money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys listen to my show at different times, depending on what station you listen at. And we have an answer line if you don't listen live. So let's go to that and listen to your comments and calls. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Very interesting topic. You know, I honestly believe the federal government needs to stay out of people's health care. We should have our own choices without having to be forced to buy health insurance like Barack Obama made us do. I'm a perfectly healthy man. If I want to go to the doctor, I could pay out of pocket if I wasn't want to go to the doctor. I don't need a federal government telling me that I need to go and get myself health insurance. It should be up to the individual. Bye.
I appreciate it. I wish I could talk to you more about that. Yeah, that, you know, that was an argument. I mean, I agree with you. The argument we had, which was supposed to be debated in the Supreme Court, is can the government force you to buy a product? A crappy product. And apparently, Constitution said they can if it's a tax. And that was, you know, our big issue. This family where that unfortunately had the high bill after their daughter had stuck shoes in their nose, you know, they had, you know, chosen a plan. They said a high deductible plan because they wanted to save the extra $500 a month that it would have costed for a cheaper insurance plan. And so, you know, being forced to buy a product that the ACA had made us do, which I think Trump had eased up on the fines. I don't even think we're getting fined anymore. I think he was able to get rid of that. Was, ludicrous because you can't tell me to buy a certain bottle of water. I want to have a choice in the type of water I buy. If there's only one choice, that's kind of communistic. And with insurance, if you're being forced to buy a product, they're like, well, you can pick any of these products, but all the products suck. You can't force me to spend money on a product. And, my issue with health insurance is, make it that a better product or don't force us to buy it. You know, a lot of us are right now cyber shopping. Okay, we did a whole bunch of Black Friday, you know, shopping. I didn't. I was like, I'll just wait. And then, because I never get the doorbusters anyway. And I'm like, all right, I'll shop online like I usually do. But a lot of us, when we shop, what sort of a deal are we looking for? What sort of a, what makes a buy a good buy? Well, if there's good value for what you're paying. You want to get more out of something than you're paying. So if I am going to, let's say, have a choice of a $3 bottle of water or a $1.50 bottle of water, that $3 bottle of water better have some good taste to it. That $3 bottle of water better refresh me more than the $1.50 bottle of water. That $3 bottle of water maybe needs vitamins in it. Maybe it needs to have a certain taste. But if I'm going to pay more for something, I better get more. And $1.50 worth more if I'm going to buy that bottle. This is what I can't stand, by the way, with water and these airports. You know, some of these bottles of water are anywhere from $4 to $7. And you're stuck because you weren't allowed to bring water onto the plane from home. So you're forced to buy theirs. It's trapped. You're trapped and you're forced to spend money, you know. And if I want water, and I do. I need to drink water, and you know, otherwise I get another kidney stone. I'm stuck having to pay those prices. It's ridiculous. But, so back to health insurance. If you have a choice between two plans, one that's, shall we say, $1,000 a month, and it's a $5,000 deductible, or one that is $500 a month, and a $10,000 deductible, not that I know of any insurances where you could insure yourself for $500 a month anymore. If you're going to pay that extra $500, you want to know that you are getting more per month. You're going to get that $500 back somehow each month. So a lot of people, they're healthy, just like our caller, and thank you for calling. He's like, I'm a healthy guy. I thank God, knock on wood, okay? Unfortunately, we can never predict what happens to our health, but if you're fairly healthy and you don't have diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and, biopsies needed and a whole bunch of conditions where you're at higher risk and need a lot of doctor visits, do you really need to spend that extra $500 a month? Do you even need to spend the original $500 a month? Well, you know, we want insurance in case there's tragedies or something goes wrong or, you know, you get shot or car accident, you know, so, you know, And so the mindset, you need insurance. But the insurance we're buying is such a horrible product where I think my deductible was $12,000 and I was paying $1,200 a month. My insurance would not kick in until after I spent $12,000, which means not only is my insurance $1,200 a month and 12 times 12 is $144, right? $1,200 would be then $14,400. I have to add $12,000 on top of that until the insurance kicks in. So not until I have shelled out $2,700 or $27,000 would I basically start seeing any payment from that insurance. There's no way for me to get my money back. There's no way for me to recoup. So it's a bad purchase. It's a horrible purchase. But we do it. We do it because we're convinced that we will be screwed if we don't. Now, I'm a doctor. I had a practice. What would I do with patients? We'll do payment plans. Pay them $25 a month. We'll make it work. You know, I'm not going to make you go bankrupt if you can't pay my bill. You need to quit coming every week. You know, I mean, if you can't pay, okay, I mean, we're going to have to slowly start to, you know, figure out how to make this work, but then make payments. That's fine. Make payments. Like, you know, this hospital. Well, you know what this hospital did with this family? I think they cut the bill down by 50%. So doctors and hospitals can work with you. They can do wiggle room. So now, and it's a question I keep getting asked, do I need health insurance? Well, it all depends on what you're going to have. If you are going to have a cancer diagnosis, you have got to have some sort of health insurance. Because we are talking about therapies and imaging and follow-up and blood and all. I mean, you aren't going to be able to do that on your own. Assuming you don't get cancer. You know, if you get into a car accident and break a femur or need an amputation and need therapy, you're going to need insurance. So I have to say yes, because I can't predict if that's ever going to happen to you or not. The only thing we can predict is that we're not going to live forever. Something has to happen to us. Now, is it going to happen this year? Is it going to happen 25 years from now? God forbid. We don't know. So the American public is now scratching their heads going, why the hell are we in this position now where we have to decide if we're going to pay a crappy product or not? So the Democrat presidential candidates are like, look, we'll take that off your mind. We'll just provide health insurance for you. You can either buy into it or we'll tax the hell out of you. So some people are thinking, you know what, that's good. Then I don't have to actually mentally pay for something, you know, put that, you know, money aside to pay for a crappy product. However, others, including myself, are like, whoa, wait, what kind of product is this? Something tells me this is not going to be the type of insurance plan where I get the top-of-the-line medications and treatment when poop runs downhill. Rolls downhill. I mean, how many people have insurance where, or Medicare or Medicaid, where hospice is only X amount of months? Physical therapy, you only get X amount of physical therapy. Then you got to pay on your own. It doesn't include the X-ray. It doesn't include the EKG. So what makes me a little nervous is we might completely destroy a whole insurance system that does currently stink, but at least it's still built. And we might completely put them all out of business in hopes that the government insurance is going to be one of the best insurances possible. People say, well, Dr. Dahlia, look at the other countries. I'm looking at England. All right. People are waiting months, just for simple visits. They're waiting months if they have a new cancer diagnosis. You can't wait months. They're waiting months for surgery. They're even being asked, don't come in. They are paying for an insurance and for a healthcare system and being told to not use it. I don't want that, because I want them to be able to go and take money and buy my own or go to a doctor. But if these doctors are so slammed with everybody using the quote-unquote freebie insurance, there's not even going to be doctors available to see you. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a trade deal is still in the works between the United States and China.
The Chinese are always negotiating. I'm very happy where we are.
The president there speaking with reporters at the White House before leaving for London. The House Judiciary Committee is set to hold their first public hearings on Wednesday to explore the framework of the Constitution regarding allegations against President Trump in the impeachment inquiry. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, believes this whole process is unfair.
We'll have an academic hearing on Wednesday. We don't even know who their witnesses are yet. We don't even know how to prepare. We've asked for fairness. We've not got an answer back on that. This is just another sideshow trying to get at a president
who's doing a great job.
Collins speaking there on Fox News. The president also says his lawyers will not be sent to the impeachment hearings because the entire investigation is a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say an HIV vaccine. A vaccine for HIV may be available by the year 2021. Apparently, scientists are more optimistic than they've ever been. This is huge, right? We've been talking about an HIV vaccine for years, but they're getting closer than they ever have. They say HVTN-702, Imbocodo and Mosaico are in trial, with results planned as early as 2020. The vaccine has to be at least 50% effective to lower cases of HIV. If they reach this level of success, it could spell the end game, according to experts. So this vaccine to tackle HIV has to come soon, all right? I mean, it is still a global epidemic. We still have millions of people being affected. It's not a death sentence like it used to be. But we have 37 million people worldwide that could definitely use some protection. Well, or that actually have it. So they could unfortunately expose millions more. Dr. Susan Buchbinder, director of the Bridge HIV Research Program at the San Francisco Department of Public Health, is chair of the two clinical trials and says this is perhaps one of the most optimistic moments we have been in. They said even a partially effective vaccine could be a tremendous breakthrough. And it could have the power to change the trajectory of the epidemic. So we've had a huge decline in new cases of HIV during 2000 to 2010. But that started to plateau. And we have a lot of, you know, sort of, shall we say, complacency to the disease. Not a lot of people are wearing condoms as much. Some people don't have access to condoms. Not a lot of HIV prevention and treatment are reaching those that need it. And so we should be doing better. But this is a virus. And in order to prevent the virus from taking hold and making the cells churn out more virus, we need to be able to stop it. Fight it as soon as they see it. As soon as your immune system sees it, fights it. And that's what the vaccine has to do. So Dr. Buchbinder told NBC that we have three vaccines currently being tested in efficacy trials. It takes quite a bit to actually be promising enough in the earlier stages of trials to move you forward into an efficacy study. So the oldest ongoing HIV trial has been going on since 2016. It's known as the HVTN-702. And it was based on a prior candidate, RV-144, which lowered the rate of HIV infections by about 30%. Now, some people say, well, my God, 30%, use it. Well, you know, again, like with the flu shot, you know, we need to show that the process we have can do better than 50%. And the flu shot, our efficacy for flu shot on a good year is in the 60s. So, you know, if we only come up 10% every year, we'd have some problems. But if sometimes we have a good year and we're over 50%, that vaccine holds. Or the process by which, or the decision to vaccinate. They say RV-144 remains the only HIV vaccine that has ever demonstrated any efficacy against a virus. But scientists need it stronger. So, the HVTN-702 has been adapted to the HIV subtype that predominates in southern Africa, which is the HIV-1 clade C. Then a second trial of Imbokodo began in five southern African nations in 2017, 2,600 women enrolled in the study. And what Imbokodo does is use these mosaic immunogens, which are vaccine components designed to, like, induce an immune response against a whole array of HIV strains. Then we have a third vaccine, the Mosaico, and that's based on a unique mosaic immunogen approach as well. And the trial of that started this month, or actually in November last month. So what Mosaic is going to do is recruit 3,800 homosexual men and transgender people for its clinical trials at 57 sites in the U.S., Latin America, and Europe. And so the reason why Imbokodo and Mosaico are pretty exciting is because this HIV virus, like I said, is very, very tricky. It's very smart. So it can change and mutate. So to come up with a vaccine for a virus that will just change in a couple years is not very cost effective. But if it could recognize some similarities with that HIV and induce an immune system, we'll have longevity of that protection. I mean, what we really want to do is come up with a vaccine where you'll never get HIV. Just like we tried to do with polio and measles and all that. Yes, there's some breakthrough cases every now and then, but that's what we really want to do. So what are the vaccines? What does it consist of? Well, according to Daily Mail, the two vaccines consist of six injections with slightly different types administered during the final two clinic visits. So it's six injections. And a lot of vaccines, you do need boosters. You do it once, then you do it again, then you do it again. I mean, for like big kids with flu, you know, their first flu shot, they need a booster. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's pretty, pretty exciting. You know, also exciting is the pancreatic cancer fight. So apparently this is coming out of Israel. They claim that they have a way to treat deadly pancreatic cancer in 14 days. Apparently, in one mouse, the tumor completely disappeared. Now, pancreatic cancer is very deadly, partially because by the time we figure out that you have it, it's already spread. And so, in this study, Professor Malka Cohen-Armon and her team at TAU Sackler Faculty of Medicine, in collaboration with Dr. Talia Golan's team, at the Cancer Research Center at Sheba Medical Center recently published their findings in the journal OncoTarget. They found that a small molecule called PJ34, if they injected this IV, will self-destruct the human, or will cause the self-destruction of human cancer cells when they are in their mitosis, or their dividing and replicating stage, their cell division stage. So they conducted this research with xenografts, transplantation of human pancreatic cancer into immunocompromised mice. So they gave mice human pancreatic cancer, and then they inject this molecule daily for 14 days. There was a 90% reduction of the pancreatic cells in the tumor. This is huge. And in one mouse, the tumor was gone. They said the molecule uses an anomaly during mitosis of human cancer cells, and it provides a rapid cell death. So cell multiplication itself ended up not only resulting in multiplied cells, but causing the cell to just die. And it didn't hurt healthy cells. So no adverse events. The mice were still able to grow, gain weight. Now, apparently, she published this mechanism back in 2017 using to treat triple-negative breast cancer implanted in xenografts. And estrogen-negative breast cancer is one of the more vicious breast cancers. And there's no progesterone receptors or HER2 protein, so it's very, very hard to treat. So the fact that this worked to do that as well, so I'm not exactly sure, you know, biologically, when a cell is starting to divide, it's at a vulnerable state. So my guess is this is designed to disrupt a process while it's vulnerable and then cause it to self-destruct. It makes sense. See, the Israelis are on it. They know their stuff. So, you know, well, this is good news. I mean, in the news, we always hear of new treatments. I don't know if we ever get to enjoy these treatments later. I don't know if they ever make it past, you know, more later stage clinical stages and clinical trials. But, you know, we're making movements, all right? You know, it costs money, all right? These, you know, medical institutions, they need grants, they need money. They need somebody funding it. A lot of times we need a pharmaceutical company to fund it. If you can make this work, we will, you know, pharmaceutical companies will hire scientists, or they'll contract out scientists to make these products, you know, or do the R&D. So you need money from somewhere. So, you know, for those of us that want a pancreatic cancer cure, or want an HIV vaccine, or want, you know, cure for blindness and dementia and all that, not only do we have to be patient, but we also have to have money. I don't know how much the government is working on. A lot of government grants are out there. So let's hope we can make something work with this. The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I know everybody's just kind of getting back from Thanksgiving, and it did go by fast. Thanksgiving weekend went by fast. We, actually, really quick, we went to Wednesday night. We were in town. We didn't leave until Thursday. And we went to Mariah Carey's Christmas concert. It was fantastic. Oh, man, Mariah Carey can sing. She's 49 years old. And she still looks absolutely amazing. Her kids, Rock and Roll, were there. Those are the nicknames, Rock and Roll. They performed as well, fantastic. And, oh, my gosh, this woman could sing. She's actually a neighbor of mine. She lives in the fancy area. I live in the not-so-fancy area. But still, she lives about, you know, less than a mile away, so I could technically call her my neighbor. And just, it was absolutely fantastic. Beautiful set, great songs. The woman could sing. I mean, she's brilliant. One of the best singers I've, you know, I'm a huge fan. Then on Thursday, we decided to drive out to L.A. And we wanted to avoid the traffic, so we decided to drive on Thursday. Well, apparently that's when that big winter storm was coming in Southern California. And so we had a lot of rain, and then all of a sudden, within seconds, it was snow. And we were talking blizzard snow. And high winds, blizzard snow, and we didn't know what the heck's happening. Because, you know, growing up in SoCal and Vegas and Phoenix, you don't really do a lot of snow driving. Well, my husband luckily had the truck, so we were in the truck. Didn't slip and slide too much, but luckily we're in a truck. And you can see nobody knows how to drive in the snow. And then we decided to do an offshoot. Whenever you drive to L.A., you could take the Pear Blossom Highway if you need, if you think the Cajon Pass is going to be, too busy going down the I-15. So we tried to do an offshoot, and then they were closing the roads behind us. So one of my students, who apparently was driving to SoCal same day about an hour after us, road closed. So, you know, he couldn't do what we did. It was crazy. It was pretty snowy, but beautiful. And then as soon as you get down off the mountain, once we passed the 14, got onto the 405, boom, back to rain. It was nice. Saw my in-laws, had dinner. They cooked. It was fantastic. Went to farmer's market because I grew up going to farmer's market as a little kid. Farmer's market was absolutely gorgeous. For any of you guys in Southern California that want to check out farmer's market, the old and new farmer's market is just fantastic. You'll have a lot of fun. Go. Came back on Saturday to avoid traffic. Again, because I did not want to travel Wednesday through Sunday. So we drove back on Saturday, and then I worked, did some stuff here. I'm exhausted. I mean, honestly, it was an exhausting Thanksgiving weekend. It went by fast, but I'm exhausted. I don't feel like I rested at all. But, you know, I'm blessed. You know, luckily we got back safe. Traffic looked bad. People were driving in the snow and roads closed. And I heard, you know, Midwest was rough. And it was just, it was, you know, it was a trek. And, you know, I've talked about for weeks why we need to just change Thanksgiving. Just everybody don't travel at once. Some of you, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving the week before. Some of you celebrate Thanksgiving the week after. Just like with voting at the booths, you know. Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats vote on Wednesday. It's really simple, right? Okay. But anyway, you know, why do we all have to do it on the same day? Well, when people like to travel, and, you know, sometimes it's easier for, like, cruise companies, let's all load up. So passengers from the Norwegian Joy cruise ship, unfortunately, they got to turn their ship into an SS Stinky. And 10 people had to be treated for medical complaints by the Los Angeles Fire Department paramedics, because this is the second time in a week that passengers got sick, which they believe was from norovirus. The patients were on a Mexican Riviera cruise. They had minor medical complaints, and none were transported to hospitals. And it's not exactly clear, but we think that's what it is. And initially, the L.A. Fire Department was expecting at least 20 patients reporting unspecified illness as the cruise ship began to dock. See, I don't get that. Unspecified illness. Okay, I write that down in a doctor's note when I really don't know. You know, they have a fever, we have to rule a bunch of things out, so we're going to do unspecified. But if somebody is vomiting and diarrhea and all that, just say it. All right? 20 patients reporting vomiting and diarrhea. Right? A stomach bug. But I get it. I get it. It could be something else. I get it. But anyway, the ship can carry 3,600 guests. And if you've ever been on a cruise ship, and I really suggest you do, I am not afraid of going on cruise ships. I like them. It's like a city. You know, you have all these people there. You see the same people. You make friends. You have good restaurants. I don't shop, but for those of you who like to shop, there's shopping. There's pools. There's ways to relax. There's activities. There's shows. I love cruises. It's just awesome. I'm a huge fan. But anyway, unfortunately, you're with people very, very close, in close quarters, close proximity, and so you could easily get sick. So I was on KBC this morning with John and Jillian talking about this, John Phillips and Jillian Barbary, and they're like, well, what's going on here with the norovirus and all that? Well, you know, it's just, this is something that you really get oral fecal. You don't really breathe it onto somebody, but people might be laughing and spitting when they talk, and maybe some of the, you know, cutlery and glasses aren't clean, so unfortunately people can get sick. But get this, okay? This came out, which is very interesting. And they say that experts warn that homemade smoothies could spread the virus. The frozen fruit in smoothies may cause some of these norovirus outbreaks. Well, what's one of the number one drinks people have on these ships? Frozen, right? They like their pina coladas. They like their strawberry daiquiris. They say the discovery that norovirus can be passed on from frozen fruits was made by researchers at the National Food Virology Reference Center in Canada. The study looked at norovirus outbreaks from 2008 to 2018. Out of the 15,000 recorded cases, 80% were obtained from frozen raspberries. As per the explanation of Dr. Nita Nasheri from Health Canada, fresh produce can have viral contamination through direct contact with the surface that was contaminated. Because there's no proper decontamination process, the contaminated surface gets frozen along with the virus. And viruses are able to withstand hostile conditions, such as desiccation or drying and freezing. So they can endure a long period of time without losing their infectivity. So basically, here's fruit that get contaminated. They get frozen and then they get thawed. When they thaw, virus is active. If the surface was touched by an infected person, then he or she touches their mouth, he could acquire the virus. So, we don't really have a cure for norovirus or certain stomach bugs such as these. The problem is, you know, I worked this weekend when I got home from Thanksgiving, and I did telemedicine, and patients were just vomiting and diarrhea and fever and all sorts of stuff. And trying to figure out what bug is causing that is difficult. Norovirus, usually you could have it for a few days, get really sick, get really dehydrated. But also things that could make you sick like that could be hepatitis or bacteria like E. coli, salmonella, sometimes parasites. So a lot of patients were saying, just give me an antibiotic. I go, I can't. You can't treat norovirus with an antibiotic. Can't do that. Not supposed to. Now, some people say, yeah, when I took an antibiotic last time, I felt better. Well, sometimes antibiotics do that. Sometimes it's a placebo. Sometimes it's because you might have actually had a bacterial bug, but we're not allowed to give, antibiotics for viruses. The other thing, too, is sometimes it's a parasite. There's parasites out there. There's worms. There's other things that get into people's food. Well, in that case, you need an anti-parasite. You don't need an antibiotic. So what I always recommend is when the diarrhea continues over a few days and it's getting to the point where you just can't, it just doesn't let up on its own, before you get dehydrated, get yourself seen by an urgent care or ER, but have a doctor do a culture. Find out what it is. It'd be nice to know. Because if we don't know, you know, and a lot of people are using telemedicine now and getting treated without, you know, getting tested, if this does come from a cruise ship or a restaurant or something, then wouldn't it be nice to tell the restaurant, look, you got to clean your poop up? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.